Hey, what's up, guys? It's Phil here from Two Beers Till Takeoff. This week's episode is going to be a little bit different. There's a magical moment that happens in podcasting is when the little red light turns off. We stop recording, and typically with the guests, we have an awesome conversation that does not get captured. This week, I did hit record again, and you're going to hear a little snippet of that. Just a couple boys talking and shooting the shit. So, little bit of a different episode. Hope you guys enjoy it.
So where have you squatted, except the gym?
So one of my most entertaining ones, funny enough, I was on this hike back home to Flan, and it was by far one of the most picturesque squats because we were it's like literally it's not even a trail, it's like an old 100 years old down by the cliffs that nobody knows about. So anyways, obviously it's something didn't agree with me, and it all this quote outhouse was just a wooden stool, essentially. No back, no front, and it faced out over the water. So you had the wind blowing right by, and you literally, it was just like somebody, you might as well just cut a hole in a chair and you just shit watching the sea. And I was like, you know what? That's a pretty good one.
Fair
So
enough.
would the wind like impact your poop? Like would it's splash it onto you? Like, was it strong enough, or
Yeah, the
to
guy
be fair,
behind
it
him
was
got
more
fucking
like
the guy behind him got fucking covered.
it was like a jet, just you know what? It's I've got some pretty entertaining shit stories though, which is
I honestly I when you said Newfoundland, I was like I'm honestly surprised right now that you said Newfoundland is the one of the wildest shits I've had.
Do they not have plumbing in Newfoundland?
Oh, yeah, obviously. But when you're going on a hike in the middle of absolute fucking nowhere, you just gotta enjoy the scenery.
To be fair, my knowledge of Newfoundland is like my knowledge of the Falkland Islands. Like I understand that it is a place, but that's what I know.
Yeah, Matt, maybe tell Sid a little bit. I've told Sid a little bit about Newfoundland, but maybe tell him about what's what in Newfoundland.
Well, Falcon pointed out to you, like right above his head there. And, it's obviously that little island, right? That's just jacked out in the middle of nowhere. So it has like it can have four seasons in one day. It's really picturesque. The whole history around it is like three tectonic plates all collided together and just brought up a bunch of mass, and that's where it stayed. So it is a gorgeous little spot to go visit. It's really isolated. It's pretty barren. A lot of marshlands and all that stuff, but it is known to be one of the more scenic. And funny enough, for a place in the middle of nowhere, it does a lot of movies because of the scenery. And it's so
Wow.
cheap because, again, nobody wants to go there. So, it is very picturesque. That's without
I
question.
didn't think anywhere in Canada was cheap anymore.
Was what?
Yeah.
I didn't think
Cheap.
anything in Canada was cheap anymore.
Jesus Christ, no. Not anymore. Maybe before.
Fuck Trudeau.
It's going up.
No, because I don't believe I've met anyone from Newfoundland before, though maybe Phil will correct me because I don't remember exactly where everyone was from when I visited. But your accent's interesting. Like there have been a couple of things you've said tonight where I've had to take a moment and think, oh fuck, what
Yeah. Hey, same. Literally, because
was that?
I don't know what it is about the British accent too, but it's like you guys have now, yes, anywhere, you spread out all over the place, but how you can go from like literally 1 hour away and you turn from like this posh prick to somebody, I'm like, man, you've been gargling fucking marbles for years. I have no idea what you're saying.
That's fucking wonderful. Like I've heard so many people take the piss out, like mostly Americans take the piss out of our accent. I've never heard gargling marbles. That's different class.
It's but it's great though, right? And first time I got to experience it, I was in Northern Thailand, and it was a bunch of British girls, got off wherever, and they all came in, and we just
How
sat
did they
down in
get
this
off? Was that
hostel.
you or somebody else?
Oh, me later, but I don't care who they're getting off earlier. But
The
yeah,
girls
there's a
too.
couple of these blokes came through, and they started talking, and everybody started responding, and I just stopped and went, that's English. And so, I'm like literally staring at this dude. And he's like, bro, you're taking the piss. And I was like, no, I didn't need to pee. right? Like, I just got enough of it. And he was like, you know, and he got right mad. And I was like, I don't know what he's saying. And so I turned to the girl that was next to me. I was like, is that proper English? Like, is this, like, what is this? She's like, no, that's British. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, that's what's proper English? No way. Like, it's impossible. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's we did a podcast episode a couple of months ago, I think, and I'd just been down to Belize for the weekend, and I'd had the same problem because they speak English, but it's like fucking like Caribbean English. So they said, like, when I hear you speak, there's been a couple of times tonight I've had to pause for a moment and think about it. Fucking hell, the whole weekend in Belize, I hardly understood anyone. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Crazy, like, hey? And it's English, right?
Yeah. Like, just the intonation is so up and down, and they have a bunch of words that make no sense in British English that they would just use regularly.
Would it kind of be
even their grammar is back to front? Like, it's just fucking madness.
Would it be like patois, like kind of Haitian-y, like?
Yeah, same comparison.
Yeah. Okay.
And that is super confusing too, because you're thinking you're listening to a word, and then all of a sudden it's a blank, and you're like, "You said something there." And I got that part, and I got that part. What the hell was that, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's... like, the best comparison for newfies are, like, we're Irish wannabes, in all reality, right? But it's funny, because there's a lot of folks that, you know, came across and are extremely, extremely Irish heritage. And, you know, very similar to Britain, you know, where you go all over the place, and you're going to get that different dialect based on, you know, what county and where you're from. The more city, right, or the more urban you go, it's the less of an accent. And, you know, for myself, I started traveling a lot, and, you know, I grew up way out the bay, which, you know, it's again, everything outside of, you know, the main city is the bay. But, you know, it's the central location of Newfoundland is like 1/10, and it has 300,000 people. And then you have this massive island that's about 9 hours to drive across. And it has 200,000, right? So, like, it's such a large, large island, but there's so little people that live across the main aspect of it. But the you go, right, it's just hick, right? And it's thick, and, you know, how are you getting on by, right? And it's Irish that forgot they weren't in Ireland.
The time that it takes to do things, like even in South America, like in Brazil, I experienced this. Like, as a European or growing up in Europe, you don't realize how big some places are. Because, like, 9 hours by car, if I started in Western Europe, do you know what I mean? I could get from, like, Spain to Poland in that time. Something
crazy,
like that.
Hey?
You know, it's madness.
Wouldn't that be...
Like, yeah, I'm thinking, like, from back home, nine hours, like, I could actually get to the top, and I could get to Land's End, or is it John O'Groats at the top? I think it's John O'Groats. I could get to the most northern point and be on the way home, and probably a good 20% of the way home before I hit my 9 hour mark.
Yeah, it's crazy, like what's normal for us, because like you said, like, you know, it's 9 hours to do Newfoundland. Like, for during the holidays, like, we went to Quebec City, we did like 7 hours driving. You know what I mean? It's just like normal,
and that's one province over. Right.
Yeah. Dude, I always remember this when I came to visit you, and we drove into Grand Falls, and there was a Tim Hortons, right? And I was staying with your mum and your dad was going to pick me up in the afternoon to go hunting.
Yeah.
Right. And I woke up I was kind of ready in the kind of early afternoon, late afternoon. And I thought, oh, I want a bit of food and a coffee. And there was no one in the house. I didn't want to intrude. So I was like, right, I'm going to go up to Tim Hortons. I saw it on the way in.
Dixie Lee?
No. Maybe it was a Dixie. No, because Dixie Lee is the chicken place, right?
Yeah, it's a chicken place. Okay.
No, it was a Tim Hortons. It was a Tim Hortons. Okay. But we did go to the Dixie Lee's fucking good chicken. right. And so I thought, fuck, it's going to be like 20 minutes. I'll go there, get a coffee, piece of cake or sandwich or something, and then come back. Fucking hell, to walk to that Tim Hortons took me nearly 2 hours. And the only reason I made it back in time for hunting was because your mum happened to stop in the same Tim Hortons and was like, what the fuck are you doing this far from the house?
Way to live up to some stereotypes, huh?
Yeah.
Really?
That's so funny.
Shall I down this beer? Because it's in front of me and it's calm now.
Yeah, okay, let's do it. So Sid lost in the trivia, and now he's just gonna crush his beer.
Am I on? Hello, Leo, quiz master, champion Jedi of the world. Two beers to take off. You know, I'm very ashamed that I couldn't remember where Timbuktu was, and therefore I owe you this beer, which is in a jug. I've had dengue fever for the last few weeks. I'm a little fragile. This might take me a couple of hours. I'll do my best. Fucking hell.
An intermission already. Holy shit. Did you win Beer World Cup?
I think you need a little sippy cup. There we go.
Fucking out.
That's a dark beer too.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. I've been on my ass for the last few weeks. Like, I've been really unwell, and I said to Phil, like, I try not to let him down when we do shit like this. Like, dude, I can't down the beer. Like, I just can't. It's too hard, even just to drink one naturally. This is a couple of days ago. I'm feeling a little bit better. Dude, that was fucking awful.
And you willingly asked for this, right? You were like, hey, you reminded him consistently.
Because I thought it would be fine, and I wanted to get it out the way, and, you know, but yeah,
you're
fuck.
You're a sucker for punishment. Right. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, fuck. And you live and learn, though, don't you? Unless you're a dead Moroccan kid.
Happy that... Glad the dengue didn't get you, but sometimes dark beers, they're easier to chug, and sometimes it's like chugging motor oil. Really depends on which one.
You know, if it's a less gassy stout, it's a little bit easier.
Yeah.
This is not a stout at all. This is literally just a black lager.
Okay.
So it's very bubbly.
Bold. Yeah. Like, there's only one good dark beer, and that's Guinness.
So agreed. Cool. Agreed.
Yeah. Sid, can you tell Matt the story? This is one of my favorite stories of how you lost your tooth.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I'm assuming you don't know this story.
No.
Right. Okay, I'll bring this up again in a second. So I was in Indonesia, right? I was in Bali with a buddy of mine, and we'd been traveling around Southeast Asia for like 4 or 5 months, and he had to go back for a funeral. So I'd done the last couple of weeks on my own, and he was like, "Fuck, I'm gonna get into Bali around this time." And I was like, "Right." I caught a bus across Indonesia from Jakarta. It was like fucking like 70 hours, one of the craziest bus journeys ever.
Jeez.
Yeah, like I woke up. It wasn't even like a coach. It was just like a regular bus with benches. And I woke up. There was a woman with like a fucking goat on her lap next to me one morning. All right, it's just another day on the bus. And anyway, so we got to Bali and we were fucking buzzing. Yeah, we were pumped to be back together. Yeah, and we went on a beers hard. Went to this nightclub, right? And I was dancing with this chick. I was fucking hammered, right? I was dancing with this chick. You know, nice girl. White dress and all that, and bumped into this guy, yeah. And he's like, "Oh, what are you doing?" You know, and he had they weren't the Vegas, they were the Oakland Raiders at the time, yeah. And I was like, you know, and we started, I was like, "What the fuck?" You know, we started talking. I was like, "Oh, you're just an Ice Cube fanboy, yeah? Fuck the Raiders, yeah? Shit team, right?" He called his buddy over, yeah? And my pal, I don't know what, he disappeared, like, off to the toilet, right? So I was just, right, fucking swung, hit me in the mouth, yeah? I went down a little bit, and I was like, right, I got back up, and his buddy just fucking went bang, bang, and I went down again, and I was like, fuck, right? Next thing you know, there's a bunch of people come rushing, breaking us up, yeah? Man, I was so drunk that I knew that I'd been hit, but couldn't fucking, like, react to do anything. Yeah, and next thing you know, I'm sitting on this chair or this sofa, and my buddy's back. He's like, you're all right, what happened? And I was like, yeah, I think I'm okay. He's like, fucking hell, Sid, your tooth's hanging out the front of your mouth, like this. It was like fucking 90 degrees up, hanging out.
Jeez.
Yeah, and I'm bleeding everywhere. And the only thing I could say to him was, Jimmy, where's the girl? Have I still got a chance?
Oh, my
God.
Like,
no, dude, no.
And first priority.
I'd bled all over a dress. That white dress was red as fuck now. Like, it looked like my shirt.
Oh, right. Fuck.
Wow.
And he was like, yeah. And right. And the fucking, the Oakland boys like, we're going to kill you outside. We're going to fucking kill you outside. And I was like, Jimmy, I'm fucking, I don't know where I fucking am. I'm off. I'm out of it. Right. And so this bounce came over and was like, you guys need to leave. Like, you can't stay here. Yeah. And he's like, well, can you help us get a taxi or something? Cause I think he needs to go to a hospital. You know, he's got a tooth hanging out of his mouth. And so next morning, I wake up, most of the night before is a blur. There's like a bunch of pictures of me walking around the hospital, yeah? Blood covered all over my shirt and stuff. I'm walking around with a drip on, like, hey, walking around the hospital. And I woke up and there's a little bag in my pocket and the tooth was in it. The doctor was like, oh, can we take the tooth? Because there's nothing we can do about it. And I said, yeah, apparently when I was drunk. So when I woke up and was a little bit more sober, they'd taken the tooth. And it was all because I said, fuck the Raiders.
So literally, fuck the Raiders.
So fuck the Raiders. That's why it's my least favorite franchise.
Understandably. Man. That's wild.
Yeah, man. I never got to fuck the chick as well.
Crazy. It doesn't surprise me that some Oakland people wearing Oakland hats, first initiative is punch to the face. Like, I don't know if you've ever been to San Francisco and Oakland, but Oakland is ghetto. Like,
dude, yeah, it's not on my list, to be honest. Dude,
I was watching a, have you guys ever heard of Channel 5?
News?
It's the one after Channel 4, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's a YouTube channel. It's this guy who kind of just goes around and he'll do like the Trump rallies. He'll do like just kind of videotape, ask questions to people, just kind of man of kind of trying to get a temperature check of different festivals, events, conferences, protests, that type of shit. And he did one in San Francisco around like the situation right now, around like people breaking into Chanel stores and just stealing everything or whatever it may be. And so they've coined this term. It's called bipping. I don't know if you guys have heard of this. It's basically when you just break the window of a car and steal the car, like the shit inside.
I always thought bipping was a UFC fighter, no? Michael Bipping.
But yeah, man.
Well, I've had someone bip my car. If that's the case, now it's fucking rotted.
Really? Where?
Uptown, St. John.
No way.
So this was the second week I had moved to the city. They shacked me up in an apartment uptown. And so I was like, okay, perfect. You know, I had everything that I had owned because, thrown in the car. And I was like, yeah, okay, you know what? I'll take everything out of the back seats and shit. And I'll just leave literally like 10 grand worth of electronics in my trunk. Now, it's a sealed car and all that. Oh, didn't touch that. And like, I truly mean, and I emptied that car minus the trunk, which was sealed and like nobody could see in it. But there was nothing in there. And it's literally because I went for a sales company at that point. So I was picked up like with clients earlier that day. And so the car was spotless. And the only thing that was in there was a pair of prescription sunglasses and maybe 45 cents in a cup holder. That was it. And so like the next morning I come in. What's that?
You break the window?
So this is it. I come out and I was just like, oh, you know, I'll jump in. I'll go down to like the superstore and, you know, grab a little bit of food today. You know, it was the weekend, Sunday morning, nothing crazy. Again, didn't know anybody in town. So the night before, literally went out, had a couple beers at random spots, right? Like, and just went on back. And so I go out there and I look by my car and I was like, who the fuck smashed a bunch of blue glass all over the place? Like, why would you do that? Not even dawning on me, it's my own car. Right. So then I go to open up my front window and I see that the window is completely intact, but it's bowed out all across where like the metal seal to the window is. And I'm like, well, that's weird. Like, Jesus. And then I look just further back and my back window is completely smashed. And I look inside and there's like dirt boots, like dirty boot prints, I should say, all on my black leather. And then you could see then when I looked in the car that they like couldn't open the glove compartment, but my glasses were gone. I was like, what the fuck? And then when I, like, so all the cops in, like all this shit, anybody shows up and he looks at my door and he's like, man, like your door's all fucked up. And so like my door, they'd taken a crowbar to the actual door where the handle was and bowed that completely out. And I was like, what the fuck? So I guess they tried to get in through the window, couldn't, went in through the door, couldn't smash the front window, so smashed the back window and crawled in through. He's like, oh, yeah, I think we found the guy. He was hanging out of the window because he broke my car, that car, and then he found him hanging out of that one. And I,
probably
like, oh yeah, we could only charge him with one because that's the only one we found him in, even though he has a pillowcase full of shit. Do you want to come see if you can find your glasses? I'm like, they're pretty simple. They have my cell phone number written right on the side of them on the inside. And he's like, oh,
why okay. Would you have your cell phone number on your glasses?
Because I get drunk a bunch.
Oh, fair enough.
Right? They're prescriptions, right? So, like, I was, because they asked me if I wanted anything engraved on them. I was like, yeah, put my number on it. That's brilliant.
Fair enough. Makes sense.
It was free, right? So I was like, fuck it, let's go. So yeah, I had a pair, a couple, like I said, prescription sunglasses that had my number on the inside. So I literally went down and went, yeah, these are mine, bro. He's like, oh, okay. And I was like, well, there's your proof, dumbass. Like, anyways, $8,000.
Jesus Christ.
Had to fly in a door from Germany, had to do the custom paint job, had to replace the back window, had to replace the front window. I'm like,
that's fucked up, dude.
Matt, I got my tooth on insurance, at least.
Oh, you did?
Oh, no, I did too. But yeah,
that was pretty much the one and only time I had travel insurance. Going, I was like, oh, Asia's very dangerous. Make sure you get travel insurance. So I found some dodgy company on the internet for about $20, and they covered it.
Sounds like your mom was right, though.
She probably was, but I haven't bothered since. Bad boy,
Matt. So I've asked for one of my favorite stories from Sid, but Matt, I got to ask you a favorite story from you. It's got to be the spider story.
So have you heard the spider story?
Sid hasn't.
No?
You and Sid have not heard from each other. That's why I brought you together at this moment.
That's entertaining.
Wonderful. What a coming together this is.
Really, though. I'll have to bounce after the spider story. Early rise, 5:15 more.
It's fucking
late for you too. Has to be.
It's 10:55.
Oh, you're in Brazil. Okay.
Yeah, I live in Brazil, so it's not so bad.
No, not so bad. Okay. So, just flown into Bangkok. Spent like 4 days in Bangkok, just you know having a blast, all that stuff. And then we were taking a bus to go down to the islands on the south coast there. So it was, you know, perfect. Okay, we went out and we got absolutely shittered on Koh San Road and thought, you know, we'll just sleep the, you know, bus ride down there. Perfect. So, you know, obviously have a grand old time, you know, get on the bus 3/4 lit and was like, okay, I sat right on the middle seat of right in the back row. And I was like, okay, got my legs crossed out. Perfect. Best time. I'll have a little nap. Some point on that drive, I feel this like weird, like, you know, like itchy thing on my foot. I was like, that's weird, right? You know, you try to scratch it with your other foot. And then I feel this like pierce. And I was like, what the hell is that? I look down, it's this big fucking gangly spider. It's like, I'll wake up. And I was like, literally, right? So I smack that thing off. It scurries away. And I'm like, well, there goes sleep, right? Like, that ain't happening anymore. So fine and dandy. We get off the bus, you know, go on the boat in the morning. You know, it's sunlight now, final, you know, la-ta-da, all this wonderfulness. So I'm like, man, my foot hurts, right? And I was like, you know, I got pretty drunk last night. I was like, maybe I twisted my ankle, maybe I did something, right? Like, you know, easy enough. We, you know, go to the hostel, get to the hostel. There's like three of us there now. There's a couple more buddies meeting up with us later that they're flying in or they're getting in from, you know, a different flight, blah, 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 whatever. So, okay, best kind. Don't think anything of it. I go out, enjoy the full day as much as I can. When the boys get in, they're like, oh yeah, we're going to go party hard tonight. I'm like, I feel a little off. Like, you know, I'll finish these couple and I'll go in. And so I go back and my foot's a little swollen around my ankle. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, I'm going to take some Benadryl, you know, pop back a couple Advil and I'll just go on to bed. And I did best kind. All right. Wake up in the morning, everything's fine. Throw on my shoe. Great. You know, go down for a bite to eat, and my foot immediately swells over the shoe, right? It starts turning black, like it's just disgusting. And I was like, you know, what is this, right? So, of course, then one of the boys that was going out the night before, I guess that we were on Koh Phangan at that point. And so the boys went and found some mushroom milkshakes on the beach. They went and found some friggin' acid, like, hotel up on top of some mountain. So the boys are coming back just whacked, right? So he sees me and he's like, what the fuck's wrong with your foot? I'm like, get out of here, right? Like, you're tripping shit. Like, you know, stop freaking me out. He's like, no, man, your foot's popped. I'm like, get out of here, right? Like, so he's like, no, we're taking you to a hospital. I'm like, we're on a fucking island, man, in the middle of, like, the islands of Thailand. There's no big hospitals. So anyways, just to appease him, I went on a walk. And there's this Western clinic. So a buddy was a Scottish doctor. He was, like, in his late 60s. Came across to that island when he graduated and realized there was no doctor on the island. So he built this clinic. I was like, buddy was best kind.
It's a good business, to be fair.
Truly, right? Like, he met a woman there on the island. She was a Thai nurse. He said, of course. Like, if I hire you and your friends, you know, would you work for me? Yep. And he didn't leave, right? So he was making a mint, right? Obviously.
Of course, man. This, because there's so many fucking foreigners there, and they all just want foreign comfort.
And, like, legit, he's like, the amount of dumb people that burn those fire ropes and then go jumping through them, he goes, I get burn victims every day. He's like, and that's free money. I'm like, man, smart dude. So he's like, I'm going to take your blood. I'm going to test it. You know, we'll just get you out of here pretty quick, right? Beauty, thanks. Off he goes. You know, having a grand old chat with anybody sitting there. Then he comes out through. He's like, we need to take you in. What do you mean? He's like, no, like, we need to take you in now. I'm like, you're really serious. Like, you know, this isn't a cool joke. He's like, no. You got poison, like, all up in your blood. I was like, come again, what? He's like, yeah, no, like, you know, if you don't get in now, we don't flush your system now, like, you might lose your foot. I'm like, what? Shit. So literally, buddy straps me and puts me on all this crazy shit. And he's like, yeah, that was, of course, the day before the full moon party. And it's the full moon party and the Thai New Year coincided together. And that happens, like, what, once every, like, 22 years or something. So this was supposed to be like the big freaking time, all this stuff. And of course, then my buddy was tripping balls. He took off, went to bed. So now everybody else has no idea or know where I am. He's all fucked off in bed and they're losing their mind because they don't know where I am. And so I'm locked in this little clinic, can't leave, can't do anything. And finally when he wakes up, he's like, oh yeah, no, Matt's up there. And so then everybody comes in and I'm all hooked up and they're like, what the fuck? I'm like, I don't know. So buddy asks, he's like, do you know what bit you? I'm like, I don't know, this big gangly thing that was on the bus. And he's like, okay, we're just going to flush you with all the anti-venoms that we know for, like, spiders and around Thailand, and we'll see what happens. Anyways, worked 4 days later. And, there's my, like, crazy spider story, right? Like, fucked. So always take the insurance, because that definitely... like, cost me a fortune, but it didn't, because my company literally covered me. And the buddy actually asked me, which was really funny, because in there was a guy, it was me, a guy with dengue, a guy with malaria, and a guy that fell off a scooter. And so three of them didn't have insurance, and I did. And so buddy's like, I'm going to put through as much drugs as your insurance approves, because it's all the same. I was like, I don't give a shit. Like, do it up. And so, like, he had a field day, made loot off me. I didn't pay a goddamn tap. And, flushed me through a bunch of good drugs. And what I loved about that medical system is the day of the party, he comes in and he gives us the paint and all that stuff. He's like, guys, you know, like, you know, we'll still celebrate in here. It won't be that shitty. Like, it's okay. So you got your IV, you know, in your arm and all this, and you're painting away, right? Trying to do it. And, starting to feel good. Like, you know, maybe it's not that bad, whatever. He's like, guys, this is it. I can let you out tonight. We're like, what? He's like, so just got to let you know. And I need you guys all to promise me this, because I need to hear it from you now. And you need to be back at this clinic, right, at the absolute latest 4 o'clock. Because if you don't, you're back in this clinic for another 3 days. I've already gave you all a double dose of morphine. So you feel no pain. You will need nothing else tonight. No drugs, no alcohol. Am I clear? Yes, sir. okay, you're going to ramp up here in a minute. We're going to take you back here at the latest 4 a.m. Yes, sir. Man, was it a good time. Double dose of morphine, didn't care what was happening. My foot was completely wrapped in this cast thing. Like, now, but when you were coming back down, shit, that sucked. Right? It was like, come on, everybody, you can put me on your shoulders. I'm like, foot, no. Right? Like, it ended up being all right.
I think that was the only time in all of my travels that I've ever needed insurance or ever used the insurance. So I don't regret having not bought it on the other trips, and I don't plan to start. But I understand your advocacy for it.
Well, I ended up in a hospital in Cambodia too. Like, I've had kidney stones in the States. Yeah, I definitely take the insurance.
It's a rough place to get sick.
Matt, what did do you know what it cost or would have cost you if he hadn't used the insurance?
$12,000.
Like,
holy fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, completely different story, but like the tooth thing I think was like £120.
So in Cambodia, I went a night in the clinic there and they put me on a bunch of antivenoms again because I guess it sort of came back, was like $180, which whatever is what it is. All Chinese medicine and some old Chinese lady just losing her fucking mind at me. And I was like, what does she keep repeating? And the only lady that knew English, you don't want to know. I was like, I sort of do, because she's like manhandling me. And she's like, loosely like translate to stupid white boy. And I'm like, deserved.
Did they give you like tiger penis tea or something?
No, but I know exactly. I've heard that before, right? The football show. Three penis wine.
The league.
The league, right? Right? Okay. Now it was a yellow bag, a blue bag, and a clear bag, all Chinese. And I just made sure it was clean needle. I didn't give a shit about anything else. I was like, all right, cool, whatever, is what it is.
Let me tell you a quick story about a spider and this man being a stupid white boy before we wrap up for the day. It's not the greatest story ever, but I enjoy it. When Phil came to visit us in Brazil, when I say us, me and my wife, right? And we were in São Paulo, you know, which is dangerous, but it's a city, right? It's a big city. However, my wife is from, you know, the hoods, like the real ghetto, like it's rough as fuck.
The favela.
I said to Phil, I think it was from the favelas. Yeah, I said to Phil, like day three. I was like, we're gonna go there, right? I was like, but Amanda's gonna meet us there, okay? So it's me and you, right? So, you know, don't make a scene, right? And we'll be all right. He showed up to the fucking metro station wearing a Budweiser wife beater, pasty white skin. Like, he might as well have had a fucking MAGA hat on. Like, just, I am a tourist. Right. So we were fine in São Paulo. As soon as we got outside of the city and got to the hood, right, we were getting a lot of looks, but we ducked out the metro station, and then these two youth started following us, right? And then they started shouting at us, and then they started running. And I was like, Phil, fucking go. And we sprinted through this field. And thank fuck I remembered exactly where to go, because I'd only been there a few times. We got to her grandma's house. We were banging on the door. Let us in. Right. And the youths didn't follow us any further or anything. Like, I think once we got around the corner, they gave up. If we'd have only walked or whatever, man, in that part of the world, who knows what would have happened, yeah? You might not have been killed, but you definitely wouldn't have left with any of your fucking items.
Right, like, at minimum, right? Yeah, scary, right?
That's best case scenario, right? But anyway, so we got to the fucking grandma's house. She let us in and went, I looked at my foot, right? And it was fucking massively swollen. Yeah, like far too big to be a mosquito bite. And my Portuguese was pretty good at the time. It's okay now. Anyway, she's like, oh, it's a spider, Right, she ran out, got this cream, rubbed it on my foot, and she's like, oh, you'll be okay. And the swelling went down. But the only reason we had to run through that field was because we were getting chased, because this dickhead showed up wearing a Budweiser shirt to the favela.
Couldn't have been any more white.
I saw the spider nest and I avoided it because,
oh, man.
Oh my God, yeah. I forgot about that, dude. I didn't forget the Budweiser shirt. I remember getting off the metro, and you remember there was like guys selling shit, and they were like super aggressive, like, buy my fucking chips. And people were just like kind of on edge. Anyways, me and Sid leave the metro to go to this part of the world in São Paulo in Brazil. And I'm wearing this fucking wife beater. And there's a woman who makes eye contact with me before I leave the metro and looks at me. He's like, don't, like, she didn't say anything, but she was just like, shook her head. And I was just like, shit. What did I do?
Because it's one of those places. I genuinely wouldn't be surprised if the number of tourists that have been there is like less than 100 in history. Because unless you are married to somebody from that favela, you don't ever need to go there. There's no reason to be there.
Right. And you literally chose to bring them there.
Yeah. Anyway,
I know Phil's told me before that he went down. I was like, man, no offense, no fucking way. Like, not a chance. Like, that, it's just too risky. Risk to reward ratio, not high enough.
Dude, have you ever tried a Capri?
Yeah, we had to go for lunch, so, you know.
Dude, try Cape Rainier or Cochinier. Come back at me.
Right. Should we wrap this up?
Let's wrap this up. Guys, thanks for listening. Matt has to go to work tomorrow, so we're going to cut her short. Later, boys.
Hey, boys.